All right, everybody, here we go with session 2.1, Acts of Worship. We're talking about Elijah. We're going to look at when he comes on the scene, how he immediately deals with sacrifice. So in chapter 17 is when we see him kind of come on the scene, and it tells us that he's a Tishbite, he abides in the land of Gilead, and he confronts Ahab up front and says, hey, it's not going to rain for a long time, for many years. I think it took give or take around 3 years, according to scripture, from what we see. And when he does that, God tells him in verse 3, he says, hey, you need to go from here and go to a brook. The brook Cherith is where it says. It's right around Jordan area. He says, and if you go there, I'm going to sustain you with the brook, and I'm going to have ravens come and feed you. And that's what happened. Ravens came and brought him food and all this kind of stuff, which is an amazing thing in and of itself. We don't really have time to jump into that specifically. But that happens all through from verse 1. All the way down into verse 9. And in verse 8, it tells him, and the Lord says something again. And here's what happens in verse 9. He says, now go to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, and go and dwell there, for I've commanded a widow woman to sustain you. And he arose and went. So Elijah listened to the word of the Lord and went there. And he says, when he got to the city gates, he sees the widow woman, and as she's gathering sticks, and he calls to her and says, hey, go get me a vessel of water so he can drink. And as she's getting ready to go do this, he says, oh, hey, and also bring me, this is in verse 11, he says, also and bring me bread so he can eat. And she told him, she said, listen, Elijah, I'm kind of paraphrasing this, but this is verse 12. I can read it for you exactly here. And she said, as the Lord liveth, I have not cake, but I have a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil. And behold, I am to gather 2 sticks so I can go and make this bread and drink it and eat it and die. She's prepared. She's in a hopeless place and she's prepared to die. She's saying, listen, this is all I've got. I'm going to go. I'm going to use it and I'm going to consume it. And then we're going to die. That's what she's going to do. And Elijah says this right here. Elijah says to her, fear not. Go and do as I said. Make me the bread first and bring it to me in the water. And then go and make one for you and your son. And this is what happens in verse 14. And Elijah says, thus saith the Lord of Israel, the barrel shall not waste, meaning it won't, the meal won't waste or run out, and neither shall the oil fail. So it'll be able to continue. You won't run out of oil either until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth. So until this drought is over, God will sustain you. Okay? This is verse 15. And she went and did according to the word of Elijah. Which he did according to the word of God. She did it, and him, so Elijah and her son ate in her house for many days. It doesn't tell us exactly how, but it does tell us right before that, until the rain comes upon the earth. And it says in verse 16 that the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the oil fail, according to the word of God which Elijah has spoken. Now, the key thing I want to point out here, this is when Elijah comes on the scene, and what we see immediately is he starts dealing with sacrifice. He tells Ahab, hey, this is what's going to happen. There's not going to be any rain. At this time, Israel is not worshiping God. They are actually worshiping Baal, which actually is the Canaanite god of rain, dew, and water, and all that kind of stuff. So he's telling them, hey, you got to serve God because God's cutting off this water for you, for Israel. When he says that, he has to go into hiding at the brook, and that's where he's fed by the ravens. Well, then we see that God tells him to move from there, go to Zarephath, and he does, and he encounters the woman that God tells him. And this woman is given a test. We can call it the altar test, if you will. She's given the test to say, listen, this is all you got left. She's ready to die. She's ready to consume it and say, this is what I got. This is in my power what I have. And she's going to eat and die, her and her son. She's prepared for that. And Elijah says, don't fear. Don't worry about that, because listen, do what God said. And here's what God said. God said, feed him, feed Elijah, and water him, and then go make yours. Give it to God first, then go make yours. And she's given that test. And she passes that test because God came with a promise that said, if you do this, if you give what's God's first and sacrifice, then God will sustain not just Elijah, but it was sustaining her and her house until the rain comes. Now, this is a very, very key thing that we see here happening, where she was given the test to give to God. And just like we talked in session 2.0, the altar was the place of sacrifice where you give of yourself, give of your life, give of your resources. That's what you place on the altar. In this story, it's showing us her resources were her food and water. That was the only resource she had left, and she was ready to use that resource to sustain herself for a short while. But God says, you give it to me first, and I will sustain you. We're doing a lot of work around the church right now and things of that nature, and that's what we're doing. We're taking care of God's house first so he can sustain our house. And this was a test that we see, the sacrifice coming into play here. She did it. She passed it. She moves on. She receives the promise of God from that, because she was willing to sacrifice herself, her resources, and her life. So at the end of session 2.0, I challenged you. We gave everybody a little rock. Again, we've specified don't worship the rock. It was just a reminder and a memento, and I hope that you're using that as a memorial and a reminder to commit your works, your hands, your resources to God, just like the widow woman did, and committed it to God. And then God turned around and said, now that you've given me what is mine, now I can continue to work within you, and I can continue because you're sacrificing your life to me. You can now move in the ways that I need you to move, just like we saw in session 2.0 about how Jesus did that for us by showing us the ultimate sacrifice. He sacrificed his entire life, physically, spiritually, everything, to show us this is the way that we do it.